Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Last week, two of the biggest rivals in U.S. soccer, the Portland Timbers and the Seattle Sounders, met on the pitch. Saying their matches and their fans are rowdy is usually an understatement. There is cheering, screaming, chanting, drumming, but Friday's game was different. For the first 33 minutes of the game in Portland, many fans stayed silent. And then this happened.
Hey, protesters, stand up! Come on, protesters!
At that moment, fans raised banners and flags all at once, many of them bearing anti-fascist slogans, as well as the symbol of the Iron Front, a 1930s-era German paramilitary group formed in opposition to the rise of the Nazi regime. These were in blatant violation of a new rule issued by Major League Soccer, banning fans from bringing anything bearing political language or symbols to games. That touched a nerve in Portland, which has been the site of several high-profile incidents of white supremacist violence. Jules Boykoff was at the game. He's a professor of politics and government at Pacific University in Oregon, and he's a former professional soccer player, and he joins us now. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Jules.
Thanks, Arun.
This was all about a rule change by Major League Soccer this year for how fans should conduct themselves during games. According to their website, fans are banned from bringing signs or anything with, quote, political, threatening, abusive, insulting, offensive language and or gestures, which includes racist, homophobic, xenophobic, sexist, or otherwise inappropriate language or behavior. Now, most of that sounds pretty reasonable, but it was the barring of political language that riled people up. Why?
That's exactly right. Most of that is pretty common in other football, soccer leagues around the world. But banning political speech on banners and signs inside of stadiums, that's really what was unique.
So give me a sense of, I guess, of what it felt like to be at the game. What was it like being in the stands?
I have never in all my days as a soccer fan experienced anything like this. The silence was eerie. It was freaky. And it was like this white noise murmur that was on the verge of bursting. And when it burst, it just this huge release of energy and like nothing I'd ever seen before. And to think what it was like to coordinate with the arch rival side, the much hated Seattle Sounders here in Portland, to coordinate with their fans to make this happen, because the Seattle fans on hand as well stayed silent for those first 33 minutes. It was an incredibly coordinated act, and it really had a powerful effect in the stadium.
A lot of the protest was centered on the symbol for the Iron Front, a symbol I'd never seen before this. What is this, and why is it important to soccer fans in Portland?
Well, the Iron Front symbol is basically three arrows pointed diagonally down. You'll often see it inside of a circle. And it was created by socialists as a rebuke to fascism that was emerging under Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. The Nazis banned the Iron Front symbol in 1933, which accounts for the decision to start the match with exactly 33 minutes of silence. And it's been part of soccer culture for a while, very political fan base here in Portland. And the other thing that they did, though, which was really striking for the soccer fans in Portland, was they refused to raise a TIFO. A TIFO is one of these large banners that is sort of hoisted up by rope and pulley, and they're often present at the big rivalry matches, in our case against Seattle and Vancouver, and there was no TIFO whatsoever. So this was another sort of silent protest that a lot of the people that are big soccer fans in Portland most assuredly noticed.
I'm here with Jules Boykoff, and we're talking about last weekend's protest of Major League Soccer's decision to ban political speech and symbols from the stands. The rule is new this season, but it's been in place since March. So why are fans protesting now?
Well, Major League Soccer doubled down recently. It should be pointed out that it's the only league in North America that has such a rule banning political speech on banners and signs. And, you know, I think it's the context of Portland where you have a very spirited fan base and you have all the sort of, I guess, what people have been calling really an invasion of white power folks coming mostly from Vancouver, Washington, down into Portland for these standoffs that have happened month after month. This means we have to mobilize the police. The mayor gets involved. And we've spent $50,000 just on barriers to separate the anti-fascist protesters from those who are visiting from elsewhere to spread their white power message. And so, you know, this all came to a head. And I think that's why you're really seeing a lot of these streams coming together in Portland and why you've seen such friction around this rule.
This wasn't the only soccer game in Portland last weekend. On Sunday, the city's women's team, the Thorns, played. What was the atmosphere like at that one?
It was similarly rambunctious. The Rose City Riveters hung numerous political signs. They also had these white roses that symbolized the White Rose Resistance Group that worked against the Nazis in the 1940s in Germany. And what's interesting is there is no rule in the Professional Women's League in the United States that bans political speech. But the Timbers ownership, the front office, decided to apply the Major League Soccer rule to the Thorns as well as to its second division club that it also owns, known as Timbers 2 here. And they published an open letter saying that it would be easier for the staff that works those games to have the same rule across the board, which a lot of fans that I spoke with and interviewed here in Portland found to be pretty hollow.
This, at the same time, it strikes me as something that is impossible to police. I mean, a symbol can be tweaked, adapted in certain ways to kind of evade very harsh and strict sort of monitoring. Does the absurdity of this, I guess, cross the minds of the people who are trying to enforce this?
I would say the absurdity of the rule has just led to more and more people learning what the Iron Front symbol is and more people taking the opportunity to stand up against incipient fascism and burgeoning racism in the United States. And I think for that reason, it's really important what happened in Portland. And it'll be really interesting to see what happens this weekend when Timbers Army's back in full force for a match against another rival, Salt Lake City.
Jules Boykoff is a former professional soccer player and is currently a professor of politics and government at Pacific University in Oregon. Thanks for joining us on The Takeaway.
Thank you, Arun.